Mornings on FM just sounds better. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
Ball four, we're tied up. What a walk by Chaz McCormick. Ball four, game over. Magic number down to one. A walk-off walk from Jason Castro.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
What a win. How awesome was that?
Just
last
knocking
night?
The ball all over the park in a night.
Who cares? Who cares?
I don't care.
Why do you care so much about knocking the ball? You know what? A walk's as good as a hit. You ever hear it?
Infield single.
Walk's as good as a hit.
Yordan was infield single, right?
Yordan was an infield single. Carlos was a fielder's choice.
Then you have a botched fielder. Well, it was a fielder's choice that didn't result in an out because he was safe.
Yes, right.
He was safe. Although the flip would have been pretty sweet.
I don't get that. Well, I guess if he would have not flipped it, if he'd have just thrown to first, he could have gotten Carlos. So that's why it was a fielder's choice and not a hit.
Was fielder's choice. Yeah, right. I mean, it was fielder's choice because it was an attempt. It was not a hit. It was not a hit. So that was the second one. Then you had an intentional walk. Then you had a bases loaded walk. Well, you had an out at one point, but you had a ground out. But then you hit by Kyle Tucker, right?
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker
first,
ground out
first. The runners.
To advance the runners. And even that one looked a little.
He did his job.
Second and third. Intentional walk. And then two phenomenal at-bats. I mean, Chaz McCormick, who is a guy who is going to punch out at a high rate. Now, the problem is he punches out against breaking pitches and you know, sliders that are not the hard sliders but have a little bit of dip in them. He's going to strike out on that. He did it earlier in the game. But you had a pitcher in there who was going to throw nothing but 97 to 98. Like, you knew what he was going to do. And Chaz McCormick fouled it off, stayed alive, and had a phenomenal walk. For a rookie who is strikeout prone, I thought that was an incredible at-bat. And then Jason Castro comes up to pinch hit. You got Jason Castro pinch hitting, and he goes to a 3-2 count and does the same thing. Foul, spoil it, until he gets a pitch outside the zone, and the Astros walk. The tying run, the Rays walk in the Astros on a tying run and then the winning run after a home run was given up by Maton gave up a home run to who else would have a home run against the Astros.
God, I'm so sick of that. Let's go back to the walks though. Dusty, here is Paw on those big at bats and getting walks, the two of them.
Well, those are hell of at bats by McCormick. I mean, he battled them and it took some quality pitches, and the same for Castro. You know, Castro took the ball inside, you know, that the pitcher thought was a strike, and then it worked into 3-2, and, you know, we certainly didn't need to go, you know, into extra innings. We wanted to win that right there.
And this honestly, I don't know that I've ever seen this either.
I don't remember seeing it.
No. Here's what Pawpaw said about two walks to win the game.
Well, I've seen them before, but not, you know, not two of them. You know what I mean? And, you know, those are hell of at-bats by McCormick. I mean, he battled them, and it took some quality pitches. And the same for Castro. You know, Castro took the ball inside, you know, that the pitcher thought was a strike. And then it worked into 3-2, and, you know, we certainly didn't need to go, you know, into extra innings. We wanted to win that right there.
Yeah. Almost the same soundbite, but yeah, never seen it before. That was. Now he also talked about the atmosphere, and there were 32,000 there.
Unbelievable atmosphere!
It was awesome, and they didn't have much to cheer about. But you know what? And even you heard Todd and Blummer going, This is like playoff baseball.
They said McCormick's getting a playoff at bat.
That's right.
Now.
It's a playoff at bat. And Paw agreed.
You know, we're fighting for our lives. And, you know, that's one of the few calls that hasn't stood or, you know, that's been overturned in our favor. You know what I mean? Carlos thought he was safe all the way. And, you know, this place might have come down had they called him out in that situation, because clearly on the board up there, I mean, you could tell that he hit the bag before it hit the back of the first baseman's glove. And but that was a hell of a play.
They're putting the
are they superimposing the game noise behind it?
Yeah. Well, this came off.
They're
this
running
must
highlights.
Come off AT&T.
Yeah.
Where they were running the highlights. It's what?
That's from MLB.
Oh, that's
they
from
put
MLB.
The highlights there so you can watch the highlights. Oh, while he's talking
behind the voice. Okay, yeah. Because that's how loud it was.
Well, that was on Correa getting called safe by the review, which was huge, and he was safe.
It was
and the
close. Ball's gonna well, it was be bang in the back bang, of the but glove. It was.
And he was there.
What? But did the foot? Was the foot even on the base?
The foot might not even have been on the base. It might not have been. I mean, I don't know that they would have overturned it with that, because Blummer and Callis were convinced that he was off the base. I'm not so sure. And we've seen umpires and we've seen the review process.
Because they called him out.
Not give you that.
Because they called him out initially, I was really worried that he was not going to get the call there.
Yeah, he got the call. He was safe. Ball was definitely not in the back of the glove when he was touching. But we're talking about the playoff atmosphere. Here's Paw Paw on that.
Well, it means a lot. I mean, we had lost, four in a row four in a row. We certainly didn't need to lose another one. You know, I mean, we're playing a quality team. These guys, they rise to the occasion. And, you know, I'm glad we were home. And glad we had the energy from the fans. I mean, if I was – you know, I had to refrain from being a fan myself, you know what I mean? Because that was a good game to watch and good game to play. And, you know, we came back. They're a good team over there. And, you know, it was just, you know, getting you ready for the playoffs, because that's what the playoffs are going to be like, every game. And so the last, three games or four games that we played, it's been like that. So just getting us prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. That was awesome, awesome, awesome atmosphere with people up, standing up, cheering. It was great. Now, Maton, I tweeted it out. Let's all agree that we'll never, ever, ever, ever pitch to a Rose Arena again.
I mean, my God.
But
that guy is such a – and it didn't look like it was – at first it looked like – it didn't look like a blast, but it just kept sailing and sailing and sailing, and then yellow shoes, and then all you see is these yellow shoes just running the bases. That was a good game to win, because it looked like loss number five in a row.
Yeah,
and it's one of those things where you just say, man, you just can't believe that. But they take a guy throwing a no hitter out and immediately give up a home run. Yeah. How good was that? By the way, got to mention Jose Altuve going from 3-1 to 3-2 with his home run. He hits it was 3-2 with Altuve, didn't he?
Altuve tied it up at 2-2.
No, that's right. It was 2-2.
2-1 and then 2-2.
2-1 and 2-2. Altuve's
and then
Rosa
Reina homered in the ninth.
Pretty good shot in the left field. For a line drive shot. And then a Rosarina, that's right. Now Rosarina picked it up 3-2, and then they scored the two in the ninth. But the big news, I know for our show, the big news is not going to be the win. The big news is what Dusty Baker said yesterday in his pregame, where he said that Zach Greinke, basically, he alluded to the fact that Zach Greinke's going to be coming out of the bullpen, that he's not going to be a starter moving forward in the playoff run, it looks like.
Right, that he has agreed to that more or less, that Greinke agrees with. And I don't... You know, I don't know how else. I mean, either Greinke's got to understand.
Greinke's okay with it.
Yeah, Greinke's got to. I think he probably understands either I'm coming out of the pen or I'm off the roster. So that he and Odorizzi both pretty much have to agree on that. I don't know which way it's going to go. Garcia in game three. You saw the poll during the game. Who do fans think should start game three? And 43% said Garcia. 41% said Urquidy. And then 16% said, "Oh, Greinke."
41% said, Urquidy. Oh, Urquidy. I'm thinking Odorizzi.
No,
Urquidy. Like what? Yeah.
No.
Urquidy threw
and
yesterday.
I don't know which one he'll go with. Urquidy has got that postseason experience. And Garcia got a little bit too. But we'll see which way. I don't think it's either here or there. They're going to have to both of them are going to have to start on the road. Not sure that's going to be a great thing for games 3 and 4. You would love for Greinke to be pitching great, but he's not. He's
Urquidy
just not.
Got you that big win in Washington.
Yeah.
On the road, yeah. 19.
No,
in the
he's
World Series.
Urquidy is probably the guy. I would imagine Urquidy is going to be their pick, but you never know because he's got more experience. And oh, by the way, Garcia has fallen off with his strikeout to walk ratio. Yeah. The ball is getting put in play more, and that's more dangerous. So they covet swings and misses, and Garcia just isn't making guys swing and miss right anymore. He's just not doing it. So that could be something that they look at, but. Yeah, the fact of the matter is Greinke's got to realize, and even then, what kind of situation are you going to bring Greinke in?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. It's one we'll ponder here coming up in the next segment as well. Let's get Jeremy. He was actually at the game. Wants to talk about the atmosphere at the game. What's up, Jeremy? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Yeah, I was there last night. I took my son to the game, and we were sitting right behind the first base foul line. You know, it was kind of dead for the first, like, you know, until Bregman hit that home run, and it got exciting from that point on. And
did you stay for the whole thing, by the way?
Yeah, the whole game, yeah.
It looked like there was a lot of people still left down in the lower bowl.
Yeah, no, it looked like everybody did stay.
There were three ladies that left right in front of me right before it got good, and me and my son were like, why are they doing this? Why did he even come?
But when
Correa hit that, when he got that run, it was right in front of us, and we were like, "Oh, he's safe." And then when the replay was played, and we saw on the big board, the atmosphere just—it was crazy. It was fun. It felt like a playoff game, and it was a lot of fun.
That is awesome. Awesome.
I'm so glad we stayed late too.
Yeah, Jeremy, way to stay, and you got up early to go to work, and you probably hung over.
Yep.
Because you went to the game.
No, everyone's hungover, John.
Son,
yeah.
I had my son with me. So
that's all right. Okay, I've been with my son plenty of games, and you just got to throw him back. Okay?
Yeah, they can't. Not everybody can afford limos like
too,
you can, so you don't have to drive.
Get
it's all right. Get a ride home. That's all right? And then start throwing down at the game with your son. Teach him early. Jeremy, yeah. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for sharing. That's great stuff. Yeah, and we'll tell you, listen, When Rosarena hit that homer, everybody was like, can we agree? Okay, and I was like, can we agree that we're never going to pitch to Rosarena again? Can we agree that Maton should never pitch again for the Astros? And Dusty should be fired? Can we agree on that?
Who said that? On Twitter were you with some people?
On Twitter.
Oh.
And we'll talk about why that isn't the case next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But you got to get – how about give your car to a kid?
Cars for Kids helps the Houston Can Academy fund – their program that helps young people who have had issues with traditional learning and have had some road bumps along the way to getting a diploma, they help remove some of those. And what they do is Houston Can Academy helps people, helps young people have their second chance at a diploma. It's a really big deal, having the ability to conquer that and accomplish that and move on to the next phase of your life. And that's where carsforkids.org steps in. If you will donate your car or your truck or your SUV to them, whether it's running or not running, they will come out there. They'll haul it off for you. They'll do the title search and transfer if you don't have it with you. And they will even give you a $50 Visa gift card as a thank you when you mention you heard about it from Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5. Now, it doesn't stop there. You get a tax write-off. So you get a chance to write off the car, not the kid. And that is the slogan of carsforkids.org. Go to the website to get it started today and have them come out and haul off your vehicle and help a kid right off the car and not the kid with carsforkids.org.
G'day, mates. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. When I'm not playing rugby, I'm listening to John and Lance on the bench. Go Sabercats.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
716 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Where were you when Jason Castro walked to win
bed.
The game? Where were you? Okay.
Laying in bed.
Laying in bed, did you have a beer in your hand?
No, I did not. Okay. I had the dog next to me. I had Splits next to me. He was being a good boy.
What was good boy doing?
Oh, he's
just
a good boy.
Just shutting up. That's a good boy.
He's super jealous of the other dog, though. If the other dog kind of gets any pets, he loses his mind and he won't let you pet him anymore. He growls at you and walks off. I'm like, come on, Splitsy, be a good boy. He took a ride on the knee scooter yesterday, so
he's pretty excited.
Yeah, he's excited.
How was the knee scooter coming up the stairs today?
I had to go back to the car. You know, I got it almost kind of to heckle my wife. She's like, you are not going. And I, beep, beep. I'll ride around the house on the knee scooter. Beep, beep, coming through, excuse me. And she's just like, you're embarrassing. The whole thing is embarrassing. And then I got my walking boot
really
on.
Is.
I got my walking boot on. But now at this point, it's kind of a troll. But although the doctor did say, you're not supposed to have any weight on your foot at all. Either crutches or get on that scooter. But anyway, it didn't work. Since we didn't have an elevator, I'm like, I guess I'm just going to have to walk my ass up with this boot on, and I can't take my scooter. I'm not going to drag that up the steps. So
yeah, our elevator's not working because of the storm last night.
It came in hot and heavy at 4:13 in the morning. Pardon? I know exactly when.
The storm this morning when I got here was still the power went out.
No, it was bad here.
It came through at 4:13 in the morning.
AD has been here since 3 this morning, he said, trying to get us back on the air.
Because the storm was hard here in Houston, man.
Yeah,
it was. It was a real, that was like a for real storm. But I was in my bed watching that, and then I can't remember what I'm on to. It's like I got 3 or 4 different shows going on Netflix. I can't just figure it. There's nothing that's capturing me.
I just want to watch.
I think I'm going to watch season 2 of Succession and get ready for season 3 in October.
Oh! It's coming. So I may season 2 yet?
No, I have. I may need to rewatch it. But I was yelling like when they got the walk to walk in the tying run. I yelled out in my room. I was so excited. It felt like
it was.
I live for playoff baseball. The 162 is fine. You have moments, but man, once you get the juice of and the atmosphere of playoff baseball back, like we did in 2015 and beyond. Once you win a World Series, it's like. Everything else just doesn't feel as important until it gets to those moments. But this is a playoff game to me.
Oh yeah,
playoff series.
Well, I bought game 1 tickets yesterday, so I need that to be here. We need the White Sox to be here, not going to Chicago for games 1 and 2. It's got to be here. Let's go, Astros, pick it up. We need that. And we do not. You do not want to have a possible Game 5 in Chicago. You want that here.
Well, that was a huge win.
That is huge. That was huge. Because the White Sox are still just 2.5 back.
Yeah.
You're done with Tampa. You're not going to catch them, even though, you know, it's mathematically still possible because of last night. But the Mariners won last night. So the magic number is 1 tonight. You can clinch at home with a win here, or you can wait for the Mariners to beat, well, the A's camp, they've lost 11 straight to the Mariners now. Holy crap, A's. Why are you beating our ass over the weekend and you can't beat the Mariners 1 game? Are you people kidding me? That's ridiculous, A's. Suck. So a lot of people were wondering, why is Maton in there? Well, Dusty, this is a problem here. Listen to Dusty, what Dusty had to say, one of the big reasons why Maton was in there in the 9th.
You know, he was the best choice that we had, you know, against their left-hand hitters. And invariably, the right-hander, Arena, is the one that got him. And, you know, he made quality pitches all night except that one pitch to Arena. Rosarena was a hanging slider. And, boy, you know, they're not missing these pitches. I've never seen anything like it. They don't pop them up. They don't hit them in the ground. They, you know, hit them over the fence. So, boy, we needed that one, you know, so badly.
Now, again, the reason that he was in there is this.
Press is having, you know, it's not his arm. It's not his elbow or nothing like that. So, you know, he wasn't available because you know, he's having a little trouble, you know, with his knee that had been bothering him in the past, but he should be all right tomorrow.
That's the worst news ever. That's the worst news ever. Presley's knee is balky again. Graveman's on the paternity list.
Knee is a big deal.
I mean, Stanek just got off the paternity list. What are these guys doing? Hey, there's baseball to be played, not having babies. This is no time. Did you hear Rory McIlroy yesterday on this show?
Yeah, look, he said his whole life is over.
Yeah, because of the baby.
He just wanted his wife to shut up and stop making the baby stop crying.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why he was so emotional.
Thought he was close to winning a Ryder Cup, and he wasn't.
Yeah, no, they lost by 10 points.
When you're awake all the
time. Which is like an 80-0 NFL score.
But when you're awake all the time because a baby's crying, you lose track of that
stuff. No, you do. You don't understand anymore. You're discombobulated.
It's a concern when a guy who's...
Nice job, guys, having babies in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have babies during the playoffs.
That's so stupid.
And I don't want to leave Maton to do the, like...
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Maton in there in the ninth inning?
Just throw
right. You guys know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Stop having relations in January or February so that you're having babies now.
Quarantine babies.
Well, it's right before we leave for training camp. Yeah. It's right before we leave for spring training. It's what's happening.
Mm.
You got to get some and go.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Except they probably go with you, but you can. I don't know why. Yeah, it's right before spring training.
They go with you.
Yeah, yeah.
No, why would they go with you?
A lot of wives go down to spring training with their. They get houses and
for what?
So because they can spend it down in Florida. Why? You know what? What you?
Why do they let them do that?
Why do they let those
why do they
people
let them do that?
Why do those let those people in
hey,
Florida?
Hey, are we getting a house? No. I'm getting an apartment.
I gotta stay with my. Listen, it's like A-ball again. We gotta all stay together.
Yeah, me and Maton have a place.
Yeah.
Well, no, we don't because he wasn't traded for yet.
Yeah, no.
Maton. He didn't even play for the Astros.
Place.
Where'd Maton
me
even
and
come
Oda
over from?
Rizzi yeah. are staying together.
Me and Jake. No, he isn't. No. Jake is a late signing. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Somebody.
Me and Machete.
Well, you can't go. It's work.
Yeah.
All right. Do I go to your work? No. So anyway, that's dumb. So, but has Springer, Presley having a knee? That's not good. Now, there was some good news is that Brantley is coming back. Brantley is going to, I think he's getting some at bats at Sugarland tomorrow, in Sugarland. Like, is their season done or something? Aren't they done? No.
I think it ends this week.
It ends this week?
I just got an email the other day of like, this is your last time to see baseball in Sugarland.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, and they're having some kind of special. Yeah. So, anyway, I guess Brantley's going to get some ABs, and then he's going to come up. I hope he's ready. I hope, he's not going to be, I think if you take a day off, then you're probably not, you probably never get a hit again because, you're out of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and now, by the way, that's what's happened to Jake Meyers. Jake Meyers, you know who his OPS was in August?
What?
838. Pretty damn good. 316, 338, and a 500 slugging. Dude was pretty good. You know what it is this month?
Not as high.
Yeah, that's correct. 601.
Mm.
Not good. But he has not. It's
wow. How many at-bats does he have, though? It doesn't seem like he has nearly as many.
He's got 55 at-bats.
No, for this month. Does he have that
55
many?
55 at-bats this month.
He has 55 at-bats
Well, it's at the end
month?
Of the month. And yeah, 55 at-bats. He had 76 in August. And he really came on. Now, he's really scuffled of late. Okay. He's 0 for 3, 0 for 1, 0 for 2, 1 for 5, 0 for 4, 0 for 3, 1 for 4, 1 for 4. He had a two-hit game on the 15th of September against Texas. He ain't facing Texas in the postseason. He's got two multi-hit games this whole month.
Well... season's not over yet. Let's wait and see if they face Texas.
Well, no, it's over. That's not happening.
Well, there's still time to go.
Yeah.
We've still got five more games, I guess?
Yeah, but it's against Tampa and Oakland, so.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Rangers probably have five more games, too.
Probably, but they won't be against the Astros, so he won't be able to hit against them. And the Rangers just in. The Rangers are not going to be in the postseason.
For sure.
For sure.
We're sure that their 60-some-odd wins is not going to make it.
No, they're not going to make it. So,
by the way, I tell you, this lets you know that Mason, like my son Mason, well, I found out two interesting things. Mason didn't know how many games were in a baseball season. It's not the end of the world, but he's a freshman in high school. I would expect him to know. He knows 82 in basketball. He knows 17 in football this year. He knew that. He didn't know baseball is 162. He asked me. I'm like, okay. I thought.
Well, last year, don't forget, there
I
was 60.
I probably knew that when I was in second grade, but maybe even first, but he didn't know. And like, okay, that's fine. You know, he's not a big baseball follower. He said, okay, because he's freaking out because there is a team with 100 wins. He's like, do you know that there's a team with 100 wins?
There's two teams.
Is that an all-time record? I said, no, it's not an all-time record. I said, as a matter of fact, the Astros have had 100 wins before.
Like the last 3 years.
Yeah, I said, it's not an all-time. It actually happens. He goes, how many games are there? It's like, it's 162. It's like, huh. I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. I also found out that my son Snacks, who's not a Rhodes Scholar prospect per se, he is in eighth grade. He is in Spanish 2. He told me, as I'm looking at Spanish grade, I said, this is bad, Snacks. I said, this is not good. And I asked him, I said, we were talking about something. He goes, well, but I'm starting to figure some things out because, like, there's certain patterns to words. Like, if you say, like, if you, like, a O will be at the end of some words and, like, AS or ES. I said, you're talking about verb conjugation.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm starting to figure a pattern out. I said, figure a pattern out? I said, Snacks, what does hablar mean? He goes, where?
Oh, my God.
Marty goes, to speak. What does comer mean? To go? Oh, my God. You don't know basic. So you don't know basic vocabulary, and you don't know conjugation. Like, so, these are the things. These are the first two things. How did they pass you? This is this is like athletes.
Because of COVID.
Who get passed. I get. You're probably right. But this is like athletes who get passed along in school. Like, how in the world did Dexter Manley not know how to read? Like,
well.
No.
Yeah, but Snacks ain't Dexter Snacks. Like, Manley.
How did Snacks pass Spanish?
Yeah, but
he doesn't even know how to conjugate. He thinks he's found a secret, you know, a secret pattern here in like, yeah, it's basic conjugation rules.
No, wait. Dexter Manley was an NFL player who you passed through so that he could, you know, play football for you. Snacks has got a cowboy hat. Why is he getting passed through the system?
He wore his Lee's fried chicken and donuts hat yesterday at school.
Good, good for him.
Lee Ellis, remember when he had that place? Lee's chicken and donuts. Yeah, that was where he wore yesterday.
Mm.
But that really concerned me.
And he dresses like Calvin Murphy. Other than that.
Well, he wants to dress like Calvin. He wants a jacket.
729. James, you're first up on the other side. 713-780-3776. Right now, though, I've got to talk about Get Roman. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny how the name of it, Get Roman. You want to get Roman? Yeah. Let's get Roman. Wait a minute. I don't know that they want that sound effect in their spot. But I do know this. You want to get Roman? Hey, let's go. Let's get Roman. And I think that could be the new slang. You want to get Roman? Let's get Roman. GetRoman.com/John right now. And when you get Roman, you're going to hopefully you rid yourself of this ED thing. Well, at least for the time being. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. You can do it all online. You don't have to take off of work. You don't have to go to the doctor's office. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. It's all awesome. Process is straightforward and discreet. GetRoman.com/John. Complete the online visit. Go to GetRoman.com/John right now and get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment. GetRoman.com/John.
ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yanni, this is not your personal little radio station, okay? All right. Izzy and Maria. You want shout outs to Izzy and Maria? This is not like your little toy, Yanni, okay? It's a radio station, a professional place where people work, okay? 713-780-377 sometimes.
Extremely professional.
Yes, it's nothing but professionalism here. Man, what a game last night. 713-780-3776. You got a thought on it. James was there. And this was your first ever game last night, James? James, are you there? No, James. Don't hear him.
I think our phones crashed with that last power flash that I just had in here.
We have
you
one.
Had a power flash in there?
Yeah.
Did you really?
That's why Twitch went down for a good like 3 minutes because the whole power that runs all these computers that I use for other stuff.
What will we do with that Twitch?
Died.
Well,
how do we keep doing a show without Twitch?
I like Twitch. Twitch is nice. Twitch
I'm just
people,
asking, like, how can we keep
people,
going?
Except when they are.
Oh, I'm not that great of people.
Except when they're crushing each other with ugly
random
things.
Anonymous people
yeah.
saying horrible things. I don't know if they're that great.
Yeah, that is, seems like it's
not all.
Ugly
some are,
what
some
they're
are
doing
nice.
Out there.
Some are nice.
No.
You know what? Have somebody give us a shout.
713-780-3776. Yeah, we want to hear whether or not.
See if the phone lines are working, Aaron. Whether they work or not, we're going to keep doing a show. I mean, as long as Twitch is up. 713, I mean, God forbid, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. What does this tell you about? Here, you've got a pitcher who's making over $30 million who you've given up, you know, you gave up a bunch of prospects for. We're literally limping to the finish line with Zach Greinke now. Now, he's not even going to be a playoff pitcher. Well, he is.
Well, they
he's
didn't
not
give up,
be
first
a
of
starter.
All, I think it's 20-some because the
did they pay
they
for
pay,
it?
Yeah, they, okay. yeah. They got the Arizona
on both
up,
years.
Arizona picked up some of that. Yeah,
on both years.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's a 30-something odd million-dollar salary.
And then
pitcher.
You got the other $33 million guy
most,
who hasn't pitched.
Is he the most expensive bullpen pitcher of all time in the playoffs?
Ooh,
probably
not. I would imagine that there's
no.
Been
I mean,
some...
not somebody who came out of the bullpen.
No, I mean,
not like Kershaw coming out of the pen. I mean, a guy who's going to start the playoffs in the pen. You think there's somebody more expensive?
I bet
expensive?
There's been some Yankee pitcher that's been demoted to the bullpen.
Dude, he's more expensive than most of the Yankee pitchers.
Yeah, no, that is true. That is true.
I think he's the most expensive bullpen pitcher that's ever going to pitch in a postseason.
Well, that's just you without any data, but okay.
Well, he's one of the highest paid pitchers over the last, you know, over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So it stands to reason, unless you can think of somebody who's been so bad they had to go to the bullpen. He's I mean, he hasn't been great, but it's not like he's been so horrible he's in the bullpen. It's just the Astros are deep, and he's not pitching the best.
No, he's not. He's been, no, he's really, really, really struggled
you know
ever since the All-Star break. He's on his last
don't
leg.
You get the feeling, no, he is on his last legs, but don't you get the feeling that he could, he's the type of guy, because of his stuff,
he can get out.
Well, I get the feeling that his arm wouldn't get worn down either. Like he could maybe pitch a game one and a game three. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I do want him in again. Okay, well,
what about him as a
let's
closer?
Let's talk about this.
Hold on, what about him as a closer?
No, we don't have the stuff for closer. Oh. I mean,
so
what do you mean?
Who Maiton does? Who does?
Man,
Presley's got a bad knee now.
Yeah, well, no, not Maiton, but Graveman or Stanek or
I'm gonna
Presley.
Be honest with you. I trust Zach Greinke more than I trust Ryan Stanek.
No, I don't. I don't. Not to come in and throw heat and get
one time
guys
around
out.
And one time around in a bullpen. Although he does get, now, I mean, he does get hit.
Greinke hasn't been good in the first inning.
No, he gets touched up early too.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just feel like Greinke in the postseason when he's really hyper focused, I think it could be interesting if you put him in to finish a game.
Yeah, not doing that. If it's like 7-1 or something, okay, I'm with you on this one. Yeah.
Well, you've lost complete faith.
Yeah, I have lost Zach complete Greinke. Faith. I so would rather you want to know the truth. I would rather have Oda Rizzi right now. Okay, Lance just quit the show. He just quit the show because I said I'd rather have Oda Rizzi right now. If you want to know the truth, Oda Rizzi has thrown better in the second half than Greinke has.
Zach wasn't all. I mean. I'm the one who called him Zach Stinky because sometimes Zach Stinky shows up.
That's ugly. A Hall of
well,
Famer
sometimes Zach Stinky shows up.
Degrading his name.
That's why he's in the bullpen now. But I just feel like that he has the guts and the gall and the fortitude to nut up and get guys out if he needed to. If he needed three outs in the ninth, I just think he knows how to do it.
I think you might. You know what? I probably am going to sell him short. Because he does have the experience, and he would use muster everything he possibly has, outwit hitters. I could see that. I could see it.
I
you know what?
But
I'd rather do that right in like the fifth inning or something.
Stanek has no game plan. He's just going out there. You know, guys with long hair don't care. That's been proven over time.
Why are we
historically long hair don't
being
care?
Being prejudiced against long hair guys.
Steve Tannehill would throw an interception in a heartbeat. Long hair don't care.
Oh, Lance McCullers. How's Lance McCullers?
Lance McCullers, he.
What?
He'll pop off at any second.
Yeah, he'll pop off. And guess
you
what?
He
he'll also throw a curveball. All right. a 12-6 you know curveball that'll make you sit down.
You know why? Because he doesn't care. He'll throw a 3-2. He doesn't care. Long hair, don't care.
Yeah.
What I do, I know this for a fact, long hair, don't care. Luis Scola didn't care. Zach Greinke, short hair guys have to be a little
Kelly
more
Olynyk,
savvy.
Don't care.
Yeah, Kelly Olynyk don't care. Short hair do care. And so Zach Greinke is going to be out there like, you know what? I got to think this through. I'm not just going to go balls to the walls, Kenny Powers. He's the exact, if there's one person who's the exact opposite, my guess is Ryan Stanek has a little bit of Kenny Powers. I don't know him at all, but I'm guessing he has a little bit of Kenny Powers in him.
A little
Blanco, what did he call himself? Wasn't White Devil, was it? What is this Blanco? Oso Blanco? And what does Oso Blanco mean?
That's a white bear.
Yeah, I think he was nicknamed Oso Blanco.
That was Evan Gaddis.
Oh,
no, that's right. It was Gaddis. Yeah. There was something that when he went to the Mexican League, he got the nickname Diablo Blanco. I don't know. But Kenny Powers, I feel like Stanek has some Kenny Powers. You know who has 0% Kenny Powers? Zach Greinke. There's nothing, in Zach Greinke
La Flama Blanca.
La Flama Blanca, that's right. There's nothing in Zach Greinke that would tell you that he is that he's got any of that in him. Zach Greinke. Zach Greinke is going to be cerebral. He is in the more Greg Maddox-y, but maybe doesn't like his food touching each other on a plate type of pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, look at me. I'm more like Greg Maddox, only I don't like when my peas touch my spaghetti, Mom. Like one of those things. Yes. Like, don't let my pork chops touch my applesauce, or I'm going to really freak out here on you and tell you I'm not eating dinner because I've got a son who's like that.
I may not.
When food touches, you just might as well throw it in the trash. And because he's going to not be happy.
What?
Mike, that same kid does not have good breaking stuff. But I do feel like Zach Greinke is one of those type of Greg Maddox, but like I said, doesn't like his food touching on his plate.
No, I gotcha.
And might drink
chocolate milk. No, I could see Greinke not being able to eat for a month after that.
No, could you see Zach Greinke having chocolate milk with a hamburger?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You see Ryan Stanek doing that?
I could see, and I could see him watch.
Name the other Astro you could see doing that.
Chocolate milk with a hamburger? Maybe Jake Myers. He's so young. I like chocolate milk.
Yeah, he might be. What about Machete?
No.
He might have a horchata.
I think Machete's going to have a nice bottle of wine with it.
Yeah. He seems like that.
No, he is.
It's one of my favorite games to play is what do the Astros drink? Like, I feel like I'm pretty good at it. Like, I think Stanek is a bourbon guy.
You do?
Yeah, I feel like it.
He might be a shots guy. I think he's a shot in a beer.
He might be a shot. Yeah, he might be. Like one time we were playing that game, and I said something about Dallas Keuchel, and he responded like on Twitter, like, actually, I'm drinking Botanist Gin right now. Like, he says, okay, fancy. All right.
That is fancy. That's way too fancy. I got a question for you on the other side is, what do we do with Jake Myers now? Because it appears that Dusty has lost all any kind of confidence, or I don't know that Jake Myers, unfortunately, as heroic as he's been for this team, coming up with big hits, playing a great center field, and doing all the things that he's done, he's been relegated to the bench with Chaz and Siri now getting the majority.
How fast is that?
I know.
We went from he's your starting center fielder in the playoffs to, I mean, that is just so fast to lose confidence. But when you look at the game log, and hey, he's a rookie who had a hot start. Yeah. Maybe that's it, too.
Oh, long hair, don't care? Look at Greinke's hair.
I forgot he was a long hair guy.
He was a long hair guy.
Yeah, I forgot he was a long hair. He was actually a long hair guy for much of his career.
And he was a long hair guy here.
I don't remember that. Let me see.
Look at, here's his Astros. Look, he had hair while he's
here. I don't remember Zach Greinke having long hair here.
Yeah, he had long hair here. To start with,
unless
Clint's not smart enough to Photoshop something.
No way. Although, you know what? I totally forgot that Zach Greinke was, he was a kind of a wispy hair guy in the back of his flopping around hair.
Yeah, he was.
When he didn't care,
He didn't care.
But his fastball was in the 90s back then, too.
Right. Yeah.
You can't have long hair if your fastball's in the 80s.
No, can't do it. Now, at 743 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, when we come back, what do we do with Jake Myers? That's the complete of the question. All right, now I want to know what you do with your car. You sell it to John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is the best car buyer in the history of car buyers. And then, and you say, well, how, what's the history of car buyers? Hey, there's a lot of people buying cars out there. All right. And especially at this time in the history of man, it's been unbelievable how much you can get for your used car. The most ever. But here's the deal, is that's going to go away. Now that the chips, the new cars are being built with the chips, and there's going to, the new car market's going to start to catch up. Those used cars were so valuable, reselling at market and reselling to the public. And, you know, that, that was just an unbelievable time. I don't know that we'll ever see it again. But listen, he says you could still get a bunch. You're going to get more than maybe ever, but you're going to get more than anywhere else for sure at GiveMeTheVIN.com. So if you're looking to sell your car, get the most for it. Why would you take less? And if you're going to go to the dealership and say, I want to trade it in, go armed with you how much you know you can get for it. And if he can't beat that dealer, he'll send you $100. If he can't beat CarMax, he'll send you $100. But he's going to beat him every time at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. 746 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, 713-780-3776. Somebody call in, and let's make sure that these phones are working. Is that
I got them working again. So, James, if you're out there and you want to recap your first ever Astros game, feel free to call back.
So they're working. So yes. Our phones are working. We had that storm really kicked our ass here at the station. So we had a lot of issues, but AD's been up here working on it, doing a great job. Appreciate you getting up and doing that, AD. We didn't have an elevator, so Lance had to limp up the stairs. Took him right before the show to get here.
There, look, here's Ben. Oh, no, you just missed the throw where Ben, that's not it, where Ben is rolling right and falls down on the ground as he's throwing. No one's even chasing him. He just falls. They had that play. Big Ben is like Zach Greinke.
Yeah, you think he's about done. He lost his fastball.
I think he's done. Like Greinke, I think he's about done. The difference is, I think,
that was so bad.
Here's the big difference is, I think that Greinke can still muster something up for you. I think Ben is done. I think Pittsburgh's in big trouble with Ben. Can he make some passes here or there? He'll make the general stuff. But maybe that's where Greinke is too.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where Greinke is too, where he's just, maybe he's just not trustworthy. If you missed it, Dusty Baker and really Zach Greinke, they both agreed that Greinke is going to come out of the pen. He's going to come out of the pen once playoffs start. He's going to throw in, he's throwing on Thursday in Sugar Land.
Yeah. He's going to throw. Brantley's going to hit. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with both of those guys. Oh yeah, you know what? Greinke he gets a spot. He gets a spot on the. On the roster anyway. I don't know if he's not getting a spot in the rotation, but he's going to get a spot on the roster, and he deservedly so. They love Greinke. You know what? It's when you have that kind of status in the game that Greinke does, and with this team, how much they love him. I think you got to put him. You got to put him on the postseason roster. Now, do you have to use him? We'll see. We'll see. Let's get Troy in here. He wants to talk about his Astros. Hey, Troy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. John, I'm with you. I think I'd rather have Odorizzi for six innings than Greinke. As far as Matten goes, put him in a dark closet. Don't ever let that man out. I'll hang up and listen.
That's not the nicest thing anybody said, but
no, didn't they get Mike Leach fired?
He did not get Mike Leach fired.
No, didn't putting somebody in a closet because they were misbehaving get him in trouble?
Yeah.
I don't think that Craig's will happen with Papa, son. But.
Craig James' son.
Yeah, he wants to get the Craig James
treatment. Yeah, yeah. But no, contrary to popular belief, Maton didn't get Mike Leach fired. He could get Dusty fired if he does that again, brings him out for the ninth inning, but he didn't get Mike Leach fired. I don't know what you do with Maton if you want to know the truth. Dusty believes in him, and he believes he gets lefties out.
Well, who's going to be left off the playoff roster? So I was looking through this. The playoff roster before the COVID pitching, the COVID pitchers, there was 14 COVID. But this isn't going to be a COVID pitching situation. You're not playing every single day. I went back and looked at 17, 18, and 19, and you're really looking at 11, 12 at the most. Probably closer to 11 pitchers. at least in the early series. As you move on, you may get a little bit higher. But if you're going to have 11 pitchers in the first round, who you got?
Well, you got your four starters. I think Oda Rizzi gets there as well. That's five.
Okay.
Zach Greinke. Presley.
Greinke, six.
Greinke.
Stanek, Presley. Seven, eight.
Graveman.
Graveman, nine.
Rayleigh. Rayleigh. That's 10.
And either.
And Blake Taylor or.
That's 11. Or Maton. One of them's getting left off.
I would rather have Blake Taylor against the lefty than Maton, but he really believes in Maton against lefties.
Now, Dusty, we haven't seen Dusty set up a playoff roster yet that wasn't in the COVID, you know, in a COVID situation. We were playing every single day and you needed to have more pitchers. But this is, and I think they expanded the roster last year, didn't they, during COVID for the playoffs?
26, I think.
It was not expanded at all?
I don't think it was.
Okay. Well, the Astros used more pitchers last year because you knew you had that kind of situation. But they are going to go with probably 11 pitchers in the first playoffs, and so it's going to be interesting to see who gets left off. You have to have two catchers.
At least.
You have to have two catchers. So if you got 26, you're going to have 15.
You might even go three catchers because you got a pinch hit for Maldonado late. And you might.
Well, I mean, Castro, why would you go three?
Well, because you might have to pinch hit for Castro at some point too.
So if you got nine, and let's just say we call who's your starting center fielder?
Well, that's a question. So
you're saying what do you do with Jake Myers
this month? Who? Okay, I just told you Jake Myers has a 601 OPS. That's on base plus slugging. That's a pretty good indicator. 800 is good. 600 is not so good. Who has the highest OPS between Siri, McCormick, and Myers?
Siri.
Siri. 951 this month. Now, he had a huge game, a 4-for-5, where he had two homers. He's got four homers this month. He has struck out 15 times and walked once. Not great. But he has a 951 OPS. He's fast. He's exciting. He seems like he's not afraid of a big situation. We know McCormick's not afraid of a big situation. What do you think McCormick's OPS is this month?
I don't know, 800?
625. Not good. Not good. 23 strikeouts and 3 walks.
Yeah, it's gotten worse on the strikeout front. So that's what made his at-bat yesterday so incredible. If you missed it, we'll play Dusty Baker here coming up at the top of the hour. Because it took two outstanding at-bats. And it's one thing for Castro, who has become a pretty decent pinch hitter, to do it and has shown off some pretty impressive stats in close and late, as they showed yesterday. But it's quite another for McCormick, who has suspect plate discipline, who's a swing-and-miss guy. For him to have the at-bat he had yesterday that resulted in a walk that brought in the game-tying run, that was really impressive. These are also two young guys. Jake Myers, you say, what are you going to do with Jake Myers? I still trust Jake Myers more than I trust Chaz McCormick. But I don't really have a reason why. Because they're both young guys who, you know, at some point they may hit a wall or you may have some pitchers get a little bit.
So you can only take two of the three. Which two do you bring on the postseason?
I'm serious coming because he's, as you saw yesterday, he's a pinch runner. And he just has, they don't have a lot of tape on him. Like, I think that you don't have a book on Siri yet. He has power. He has speed. I'm bringing Siri. I would, if I had to, I think I would bring Jake Myers.
I don't know. We'll see because he's playing, maybe he's playing Chaz McCormick now to find out whether or not, and he had a great at bat last night. Maybe he's playing Chaz McCormick right now to find out whether or not Chaz McCormick can handle it and should be on the postseason roster. His numbers are bad though. In 59 at bats this month, he's got two extra base hits, two homers out of his 14 hits. His slugging is bad, 339. His on base is bad because he doesn't walk. And he strikes out a bunch. He's a 625 OPS guy. Now, Jake Myers, he showed some pop.
At the minor league level?
And at the major league level, he's got five homers since he came up. Dude didn't hit 20 homers in the 3 years previously in the minor leagues. And all of a sudden, he came up with some pop. It's kind of funny what's happening there. But his average this month is 164. It's bad. Now, his on-base is 292 because he's got eight walks. But his slugging, again, he's got four extra base hits, two homers and two doubles in 55 plate appearances. So it's not good with either of those guys right now. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Siri isn't the starter in the postseason. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he doesn't go with him. But we'll see. Brantley comes back. That's going to be a big deal. You know, I don't know if you move. I don't know. If you play Diaz, in right or left, and you play Tucker in center.
Here's what we know. Brantley.
Or Marwin somehow gets into
I think Siri is locked in because of speed power. Yeah. Although Jake Myers has
He's got that too.
Brantley, Siri, Tucker, and then either McCormick or, is Marwin, I'll ask you, okay, so two catchers for sure are going, Yuli, Altuve, Aledmys, Correa, Bregman, that right there is 5, 6, 7, Yordan is 8, Brantley 9, let's say Siri 10, Tucker 11, you're going to have 15. More than likely.
Yeah. I mean, which gives you some room. Maybe all three of them.
I don't know that I bring Marwin along. Somebody's going to have to get left off.
Yeah.
You know what? We didn't mention Christian Javier. Javier makes it before Maton does.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
He goes to Javier way more than Maton.
Yeah, but he goes in long relief to Javier.
Maton stinks, though. Go look at the numbers.
He loves Maton.
But go look at the numbers. He loves.
And oh, by the way,
if he loves Maton, then he really loves Javier.
Might be 12 pitchers in 13 position or 14 position.
It could be.
Yep. All right. It's 757 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Our good friend Michael Cruz is awesome. And we love Mike. We go there. Lance and I go over there. And Michael says, hey, 97.5 listeners are coming in. And there's a reason for it. If you're looking for the best in meat, the best chops, chicken, he'll split them, right?
I did spatchcock chicken last night.
And how good was it?
It's phenomenal. It cooks evenly. He takes the vertebrae out. You lay them flat, and so you don't have that uneven cooking, or you have to cook too long. I mean, 420 degrees, about 40 minutes is what I found. And you do the internal temperature. As soon as it gets to 160, you're good. And he can help you with that knowledge, too. Like, he would tell me, cook this for this long. Do your beef tenderloin at Christmas for this long. That's what having a butcher is all about. Not only does he cut it, not only can he season it for you, vacuum seal it, John, but he can also tell you exactly how to cook these things. If you've been intimidated by it, he'll tell you how to cook it, what temperature. That's what having a butcher is all about.
That's what, and he's the best. And you're going to love Michael, and he loves the 97.5 listeners. So get on over there and enjoy the best.
He's someone working there from MIT.
Yeah. Well, how about that?
Tell me, do we have anyone from MIT working here at this station?
No.
Absolutely not. No. Charlie's as close as we get.
So, and that was Syracuse. That's only geographically close.
Right.
That's it. If you're looking for the best meats, it's not even close, people. He's the best. It's Pete's Fine Meats. It's on Richmond at Chinmere Rock. Tell them you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Wheel. Fun sports.